No, it ain't good. Okay, I'll cut off your... You were hard-headed?
I must have been a hard head, young kid, you know,
yeah.
14 years old, and daddy tried to send me to school, but after a while, he seen it was no use, you see?
Yeah.
And they didn't, in that time, they didn't care too much. They didn't say anything if you didn't go up to 16, you see, like the law here. They forced you to go to school till you're 16, you see?
Uh-huh.
But at that time, so he took me with him in the store after that. He was postmastered then too, you see, so I was in the store with him there. And up the Illimatic, I used to kick the mail bag up on the railroad track there, you know. Way back, they had them things you hang up mail bags, and the train would catch it by fly there.
Yeah. Y'all didn't have a place where they'd stop here?
Sometimes it would, but if it didn't need to stop, it would run by, you know. They didn't need to put some people down or pick up something out of it. It was just a stop through here, you see.
Where would you catch a train if you wanted to stop?
Well, you had to flag it down here, you see. You had to, train was, either way, if you wanted to go south or north, you would flag it down. Well, you generally knew by time. Of course, it always about 3 or 4 hours late. So, but you could flag it down and pick you up. At that time, people would go at it very often in trains, you see, which is only a little piece here.
It's only what?
It's only about 25 miles from Alexandria, you see.
Just a little piece?
Yeah, just 25 miles.
Yeah.
They didn't have no way. You would catch the train, go down it. During the fall, when they had the big circus, they had a special for the train there, you know, special price. Then when a bunch of people would come up here and say, go, so they could go to the circus, then maybe the day or two after that, they would come back home, you see, on the train.
Uh-huh.
They had a special rate for that.
Can you remember what the roads were like and things like that? How'd you get around?
Very well. The road, this highway was out here in front, right in front of my house. I remember well, it used to be just a little country road, you know. I mean, people used to go back and forth with wagons, mules and buggies and all, when I was still young, you see.
Yeah.
The road was muddy half of the time in the winter, you couldn't get by.
It was dirt?
Dirt, plain dirt, no gravel at all. Dirt, I can remember that very well.
Yeah.
In fact, then, when I was telling you while, just a little while past, about going to school at Fifth Ward, they took us in a wagon transfer on this road here, up to about half of the way to the gravel road, which is the pavement right now. The road was too bad. Then there, a little old school bus with a motor, Model T, would pick us and bring us to school.
Did your mother ever work in the store with your father?
Hardly never, no. She always worked at house, in the house.
I see. What about, what would you have at the store? Tell me about some of the things the store would have in there.
Well, in that time, generally, they called that a general store, you see.
Yeah.
Which was, he had most anything he wanted. From hardware, you know, clothing, most any clothing, shoes, and, well, groceries too, because that, groceries, but clothing, most any kind of clothes he had it there, all kind of hardware, in other words, for the farmers, you know, they needed some trace chain, hanes, mule collars, mule pads, whatnot, you see, so he always had that. Bridle for a mule, anything like that, he had that.
Yeah.
And well, in that time, they didn't have hardly no pipes, so he wouldn't have no pipes like they do now, but